Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. After training camp on Saturday, Tom Brady spoke to the media for the first time, and here he is in its entirety.
Keep going.
To see you.
There you go, bud.
Doing good.
Good.
Not too hot for you guys, I hope.
Not bad. Good. Good hat protection. We're all set.
How's camp going so far? It's 3 days in.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. We got a lot of new faces out here, 20 younger players and the guys we brought in, and everyone seems to be working hard. So we got a lot of work ahead of us, but it's fun to be out here on the field and, you know, really working toward the start of a new season.
How different are some of the new faces that were here before, such as Stallworth and Gaffney, to work with now?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, there's so much familiarity with what they're capable of and what they can do, and it doesn't seem like it's taken long for them to kind of get reacclimated to what we do. So both of them are making a lot of plays out there, and you know, it's exciting for a quarterback. You know, there's obviously a lot of guys to throw the ball to, so we're really spreading it around out here, and different guys are getting different opportunities, and you know, everyone's trying to compete pretty hard for a spot.
Tom, your birthday comes every year during camp. Is it kind of amazing that this will be the 13th time you celebrated a birthday during training camp and turned 35?
Yeah, it is. It is. I certainly don't take it for granted. You know, it's the most fun I have, so you know, I still feel like a young kid out here trying to earn a spot, and I think that, you know, trying to be a good example, and obviously I have more experience than most of the guys out here, but you still try to bring enthusiasm and leadership and try to go out and do your job.
Do guys respond to you in a different way, whether they be rookies or guys coming in as free agents, maybe than they even did 5 or 6 years ago now? Do you ever detect that, I guess? Do you ever measure it?
No, I mean, I try to be one of the guys, so I throw myself in there like everybody else, and it's a lot of fun. You know, getting to know different guys and seeing guys go away like Jabbar and Dante, and they come back like Deion has, and you know, they had different experiences. So, you know, we got a lot of great teammates, and you know, we built some great relationships over the years with my friends. I mean, they're all on this team. So,
Tom, can you see Brandon's background in the offense just practicing with him?
Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's doing out there. I mean, it's not like there's a lot of you know, studying the playbook. He's been in offense now for a bunch of years, so. Now, like everybody, there's different words we're using. There's, you know, different stuff we're doing on offense. So, you know, every day we're going in here with different things to learn and try to come out there and execute. But we meet about it, we walk through it, we talk about it again, then we come out here and try to execute at it, you know, at full speed. And then you get a defense in there, and you know, you kind of see how it plays out. And then the things that work, you know, you build on them, and the things that don't work, you know, try to get better at. So, you know, it's a lot of guys, you know, are working hard to learn the plays, learn the system, and you know, go out there and execute against our defense, which is a challenge for us.
Having the three new guys with him and Jabbar and Dante all having background in the offense, is that, I don't know, make it easier to be productive now? That, you know, these guys do know what they're doing. They come in here and they can kind of hit the ground running.
Well, I think there's just a certain level of trust that you have. It's and offensive football is about 11 guys doing their job, and you can't do anyone else's job on offense. And if 11 guys aren't doing the right thing, then it doesn't end up being a very good play. But, you know, you have guys who you played with, who you've won games with, that you really have a lot of trust in, and you can go out there and, you know, early and execute a, you know, relatively high level. And we're nowhere where we need to be, you know, based on, you know, our game on, you know, September, whatever, is 9th or something like that. We got a bunch of practices, a bunch of preseason games, and you know, I think every day we're trying to come out here and see the things that we didn't do well in the previous practice and go execute them better in the next practice.
You look at the numbers, one of those guys is going to have to go. I mean, you've got 5 or 6 or 7 wide receivers who you've developed a great rapport with, and when you look at, I mean, for them, I mean, you're pretty much going to make the team.
I hope
those
so.
Guys, it's kind of life or death for some of these guys who have had very good NFL careers and been here.
Well, And I think competition is good for all of us. I mean, I don't think it's anyone that's earned a spot. I mean, you got to earn it every year. And I think the one thing about this place is there's no entitlement to the positions out here. You do it based on what you earn. And that's why you come out here every day working hard to develop that trust from your coaches and your teammates so that they want you out there. And part of being a team player is, you know, doing what's best for the team. And if someone's better than you, then it's better for the team for that person to play. So, you know, that's why you come out here and you work hard. And you work hard in offseason to be prepared. You work hard in training camp to get an opportunity. And then you work hard once you get your opportunity to take advantage of your opportunity. But the more good football players you have on the team, the better you're going to be. I mean, it's better to have guys competing for spots than hoping, you know, guys were, you know, better than what they are. I mean, it's better to have a lot of good players than not have a lot of good players. So, you know, we've got some depth at the receiver position. I don't know how it's going to sort out, but based on, you know, what we do out here on the field, that's everybody's opportunities. The quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, and we got a lot of competition, a lot of positions.
Is Brandon still surprising you with the type of catches he's able to make? And you probably having to adjust maybe to where he wants the ball or needs the ball?
Yeah, and there's adjustment with everybody. I mean, every year it feels like, you know, you come out here the first few days and your legs aren't quite underneath you, and you know, no matter what you do in the off season, it's hard to duplicate the speed and the intensity of what we're doing. So, you know, you come out here early and you know, you just feel lethargic and you know, I don't feel good out there yet. And trying to get the ball to Brandon or Dante or Wes, and you know, they're running and I'm going, God, I just don't feel like I have my legs underneath me yet. So, you know, I think a lot of us at this point are still, you know, working into, you know, where we're gonna be, but you know, those guys are off to, you know, they're working their butts off, and I think, you know, you see the way that guys come out here and work, and hot days, it hasn't been too hot today, but you know, we do a lot of drills, we do a lot of one-on-ones, we do a lot of you know, quarterback receiver type drills, so that's where you develop a lot of the trust, and that's where they begin to develop some, you know, accountability within our group.
Does there's been so little to even think about the potential of what Brandon can do or what you and he can do?
Well, it's going to be up to us to decide, you know, that. It's going to be, you know, Matt, the kind of work that we put in, and you know, he wants to be a big part of this offense. You know, I obviously, you know, want to help him become a big part of this offense. So there's constant communication between the two of us, and there's always communication between the quarterbacks and the receivers. I mean, without the receivers, there's no passing game. So, you know, you've got to develop the trust with those guys, and you know, I've thrown the ball to a lot of the guys, really, except Brandon. So, you know, he and I have some extra work that we got to put in, and a lot of talk and a lot of communication. But, hey, you know, if they give us this coverage, is what we're thinking, or this is what I'm expecting on this particular play. And, you know, from the time we walk in the morning to the time we leave tonight, those are the things that we're talking about.
How much does it help to have, you mentioned Dante, I mean, he's widely considered one of the best at his job. How much does that maybe make you sleep better at night, knowing that you have him in charge of them?
Yeah, well, he's been coaching the line since I got here. So, and like I said, you know, his style is, you know, he's a great coach. I mean, he expects nothing but the best from those guys every single day, and he coaches them hard, and he coaches them hard in the spring, he coaches them hard in the summer, he coaches them hard in the fall. So he's a demanding coach, and I think he gets the best out of every player that he's got, so that's what it takes.
Tom Curran had mentioned before just about you celebrating 13 straight birthdays in training camp. How much longer than that?
I've been doing it since college and high school. And
come on, Tom.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
how much do you appreciate, though, just the last 13, just having been here, the idea that it's been one place?
Yeah.
You look around the league now, one of your friends, Peyton, yep, you place there, and we could obviously go down the list of other players.
Yeah. I mean, I love playing quarterback for this team, and I've always, you know, it's a great responsibility to have, and I appreciate it every single day, and there's nothing I'd rather do than be out here being a quarterback for this team. So, you know, my life's pretty much built around that, and to come out here when practice starts and to be with your teammates, there's nothing more fun than that. So you got to work as hard as you can so that you can be the best quarterback for this team that I could possibly be, and you know, that's what I think about every single day when I get up.
How much do you think it's helped you that you've been in one place for 13 years?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, just it's you know, to have the experience in the same offensive system with the same coaches, you build on your mistakes. And I think being a good football player is not necessarily how many good plays you make, but how many bad plays you don't make. And anybody could make good plays. You wouldn't be in this league if you weren't capable of making good plays, but it's a matter of, you know, making bad plays. And I think that you have to make the bad plays, and then you learn from them. And I've made plenty of those over the course of my career. So you make them and you learn from them, you try not to repeat them. And to be in the same system where we're calling plays out here that I've run literally 1,000 times, you know, there's not a lot of mistakes you make on those plays. And some of the other ones that you're trying new, you know, that you build on, you know, year after year, that's why you're out here practicing. So now I'm trying to eliminate mistakes just like everybody else. And, you know, quarterback's about decision making, and throwing the ball accurately, and you know, that's going out here and trying to do my job.
Paparazzi noticed that you've graduated from water slides to rock jumping. Did you rip that landing?
Oh man. I was thinking about maybe the Olympic diving team, but it's hard not to make that splash. Yeah, so I'm glad we're back playing football. That's what I enjoy most.
Is it ever amazing that there is no time at which you are not able to have a camera trained on you?
I know. It's hard to find places. It gets harder and harder.
Antarctica is pretty bad.
Yeah, could go up there and freeze your butt off, but no, it's I don't look at it as a big deal.
Yeah.
It was a fun jump, though, I'll tell you that.
Does anything different drive you now as opposed to maybe 11 or 12 years ago?
I mean, it's been the same thing since the day I got here. It's to win. And that's the only thing that matters. So it's the only thing that matters with your training, practicing, nutrition, rehab. It's to win. So, you know, everything that you do when you come out here is about winning and being the best that you could be to this team. So.
How much do you remember about your first preseason game? I did a little research today.
Against San Fran?
Who was your first completion team?
Sean Morey?
Yep.
Was it? Yeah.
Who was in the backfield?
It was probably, I think I rolled out to the right.
Harold Shaw was out there.
Harold Shaw.
And you have to do another one, Shock Man Diesel.
And Shock, yeah, he's called Shock Diesel. He was as fast as could be. But that was a fun day against the Niners. They inducted Joe Montana and Howie Long and I think Ronnie Lott that day in the Hall of Fame. So 49er Jerry Rice was on the other side of the field. So it was a pretty special day. All right, go home, guys. Go home. Class dismissed. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.